1490 WLCX, real news and great conversation for La Crosse. Here's your daily news roundup.
From the Civic Media Newsroom, I'm Melissa Kay. A Republican candidate for governor was endorsed by President Donald Trump this week. Trump said on social media that Tom Tiffany, who is the current representative in Wisconsin's 7th Congressional District, has always been at his side, and as governor, Tiffany would work to grow the economy, cut taxes, secure the border, ensure law and order, support the military, and protect gun rights. Tiffany, a long supporter of Trump, launched his campaign in Wausau in September. After the endorsement, Washington County Executive Josh Shulman dropped out of the gubernatorial race, meaning Tiffany will face medical service technician Andy Manske in the August 11th Republican primary. The primary for Democrats is much more crowded, with 7 candidates still in the race. Scammers are using the tactic of impersonating local government entities and officials to obtain money for fake tax bills and other fees like building permits or zoning submissions. The Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection has received reports from individuals, businesses, and even government entities of being targeted in this manner. Scammers will use email and text messages that seem legitimate with well-written details, sometimes impersonating specific individuals using official government logos, street addresses, and titles. They may even ask potential victims to immediately wire money to avoid late fees, fines, legal action, or even arrest. Scammers try to instill a sense of urgency to get you to act out of fear of retribution. The DATCP recommends using verified contact information for local government entities, officials, and utility providers. Local news at the top and bottom of the hour, or on demand anytime at lacrosseeagle.com. From the Civic Media Newsroom, I'm Melissa Kay.
With Civic Media News, I'm Terry Miller. National Guard troops are in Columbia County helping with flooding as heavy rain continues to impact parts of Wisconsin. About 100 soldiers are working to protect roads near Portage, building sandbag barriers to keep drivers safe and prevent damage to the interstate. The governor met with troops yesterday and thanked them for stepping in to deal with rising water and storm cleanup. State officials say the emergency declaration will help speed up support to communities still recovering from tornadoes and flooding earlier this week. They're preparing for more storms tonight and throughout the weekend. In western Wisconsin's congressional race, Democrat Rebecca Cook outraised Republican Congressman Derek Van Orden by nearly $1 million to start the year. Cook raised $2.4 million overall, compared to Van Orden's $1.3 million, and now leads in cash on hand heading into the August primary. She's in a primary against Rodney Rave, a former legislator for the Ho-Chunk, and Eau Claire City Council President Emily Burge. Cook says she is returning donations tied to California Congressman Eric Swalwell after recent allegations of his past sexual assaults. He denies any wrongdoing. Republican lawmakers are accusing the State Department of Public Instruction of breaking Wisconsin's open meetings law during a nearly $370,000 trip to the Wisconsin Dells. According to a WPR report, GOP officials say the DPI met privately with a testing vendor to review exam questions without proper notice. DPI officials told lawmakers the gathering involved educators, not public officials, and was properly documented. The Adams County District Attorney now has 20 days to decide whether to investigate. If not, a conservative group plans to sue. More news is available at civicmedia.us.
The Brewers meet the Marlins. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball tonight in Miami, where the Brewers open a 3-game series against the Marlins. Yesterday, the Brewers left home with a 2-1 victory over the Blue Jays. After the game, reliever Trevor Megill on why he got into a shouting match with the Blue Jays dugout.
I was rubbing balls on my leg. Somebody on their bench, I think it was Schneider on their bench, was complaining about it. I looked at him. I said, I promise I don't have anything on there. Immediately got used from their bench.
At 10-8 for the season, the Brewers now in third place behind the Reds and the Pirates. NFL, the Packers tailgate tour wraps up this weekend in Stevens Point. I asked Randall Cobb if he's ever been on the statewide tour before.
I have. This is my second time on the tailgate tour. I went back in 2012. Great time. I love it. Being able to go around the state and just meet all the loyal fans that have supported us over the years and being able to give back to the community in a different way.
That's former Packer Randall Cobb with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
We have a chance of thunderstorms from late this morning through early to mid-afternoon, and some of those could be strong to severe with hail, wind, even a tornado or two possible. Be weather aware today. Our high, mid-70s. Tonight, scattered thunderstorms, some rain. Tomorrow, much, much colder, with highs only reaching the mid-40s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your Lacrosse News Roundup from WLCX. Find more news anytime at lacrosseeagle.com. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.